That was the final episode of Australian Idol. It went to air a couple of nights ago. And Guy taking out the brass ring. Australian audiences, well, were given a little insight into what they can expect for next year. Reality TV seems to be here with us. Somebody who is very passionate about this is Greg Tingle, director of Media Man Australia. And he joins me this morning. Hello, Greg.
Hello, you, Ron.
Good, yes. Now, you're pretty passionate about this, aren't you, about reality TV? Tell us why.
I'm very, very passionate about it. I think it gives a lot of talent a real opportunity to get a break into the entertainment and media-related business, where in the past it's been a pretty close shop. You know what I mean? But sure, not all reality TV is good, but in the end, the talent comes to the top the way it always does, Ron.
And it's technology-driven, really, isn't it, Greg? Because
well,
we can all...
If you want to talk technology and convergent media and all that kind of thing, you've got everything from websites all the way through to 1-900 numbers, SMSs, message boards being set up for, you know, Fremantle Media, Australian Idol boards. It's just unbelievable. The technology that this stuff thrives on, I think it's going to be around for a long, long time.
Do you have a preference in terms of the type of program that you like to see go to air as reality TV?
Yes, well, I think basically the bottom line is I like to see quality reality TV. Sometimes there doesn't seem to be that much of it around. I'm involved in a few projects at the moment which we're aiming to get more quality rather than just putting stuff out there. But I think, like a lot of things, once a reality TV program's already been ran, like, it starts to sort of go on the downhill slide a little bit. Then what famous movies over the years, you know, Jaws 1, 2, 3, Crocodile Dundee, etc., where we've had overseas American Idol. Now we've got Australian Idol. There'll be a series of Australian Idols. So Big Brother 3 or 4, whatever it is now, is coming up. But I mean, I think it's a great opportunity as long as the quality is there. But along the lines, I mean, not everyone's going to be supremely talented, are they?
Oh, are they? Well, we are extremely talented in our own right, aren't we? We all have our talents, Greg.
Well, that's true. I guess some of the judges, they don't mind having a bit of a knockabout time with some of the talent sometimes, do they?
Well, they're in for a good time as well, I suppose. I have a bit of a problem with reality TV. I never watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I have anything, you know, extremely against it. It's just that I'd rather get out there and live my own life rather than sit there and watch the box and watch other people living theirs.
Yes, and I understand your point of view exactly. I mean, I won't say that my life's boring either. I was speaking to a couple of my friends in Los Angeles the other day, including Rick Draz and Annette Dessert, and she didn't really understand either why people watch reality TV, but not everybody in this world's a filmmaker or a documentary maker or a media celebrity like yourself, Ron. So some people have got to switch on the box and what's happening on telly, haven't they?
I suppose...
It's good stuff. It's a lot of good fun, don't you think?
There's a bit of a voyeur in all of us, I suppose, Greg.
Yeah, well, I think so, and it lends itself to that. I mean, you know, having the cam set up, watching people in bed and going to the bathroom, and then you've got the more conservative approach, watching people like Guy showcase their talents on a world stage. I think that's tremendous as well, but it's fun to watch others.
Is it not, though, seen as cheap TV, though?
Well, it definitely is cheap. I don't know how much of the general population knows that it is cheap TV, but I'm not sure it really matters. Mind you, though, MEA, the Media Arts Entertainment Alliance, they may have something to say about it, because it does put a lot of qualified actors out of jobs or into another slot, because if you can hire some, you know, some young folks or whatever and say, look, here's an opportunity, get involved in reality TV and so on, and not actually pay them, or who really knows what deals are going on there. You've got probably Max Markson and Harry M. Miller on the sidelines, and you've got Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Pizza Hut, and so what's really going on here? How does the money flow? That's another question. Telstra certainly went out of it, though, don't they, with the technology?
Well, I suppose they do, and you've brought up the subject of money. The Australian film industry, TV and film industry at the moment, is a little concerned, I think they're a lot concerned, about the amount of money that is not being spent on the Australian industry. And also what's adding to that is that because of the Australian dollar at the moment, the Americans aren't bringing their projects to Australia either. So you quite rightly point out that Australian talent, the people that really make their money out of, or make their living out of this industry, just aren't getting the opportunities.
Yes, and even Australian Idol itself, I mean, that was recently at a rugby final, as was brother, and I had an interesting conversation with my producer, Joy Ruby, who gave Brian Brown his break in the industry as well, I might add. Joy Ruby at Channel 31, and Joy wasn't particularly fond of reality TV either, mind you. She came a little bit around to my way of thinking when I mentioned that I was a judge with Hit Reality TV, headed up by Brett Clements. Our audience would probably know him from Simon Townsend's Wonderworld and also Discovery Channel and Animal Planet, where basically they're more interested in getting some real talent, and they're saying, look, go and create a TV program and then you've got to on-sell it to the networks or cable TV. So we're talking a little bit more creative and more talent as opposed to just setting up webcams and saying, look, don't come out of the house. We're actually letting it go out of the house and making some TV. But I think there's strong cases for and against reality TV. But basically, yes, it is cheap programming, but yes, it also does give a real opportunity to some real talent out there to get a real break in the media and entertainment industry. But sometimes it's just a little bit painful for the audience to watch at times.
Tell us about it.
Well, basically, Brett Clements has been around the entertainment business for a long time. As I mentioned, he's from Simon Townsend's Wonderworld, also involved in Animal Planet and Discovery Channel, involved with other good people like Kate Neal, who was involved with the Indy Cars, and also Peter Dodds, where they thought, okay, well, some of this reality TV is a little bit canned, so to speak, or not particularly original, so they've actually taken a fresh approach. And they've been accepting tapes from around Australia of young people just auditioning for 60 seconds and showing some of their unique talents. So it may be a singing talent they have, or they may be a tremendous guitar player or sportsman or comedian. And they're saying, look, send in your best stuff, 60 seconds, and we'll actually take that footage. If you make the grade, well, you've actually got a chance to be involved with Hit TV, so you've got the facility. And then you'll actually make some different style TV programs, and then you'll actually pitch them in to the network channels and also the cable channels with the view to actually getting a real break in the entertainment and media business instead of just a lot of canned reality TV, which is sort of like a bit of a dime a dozen these days. So that's what that's all about.
Right. And I would suppose that we'd be looking for people who have a passion too for being in the entertainment field, whether it is behind the camera or in front of the camera.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what Brett Clements told myself. He said when he realised that I interviewed many of Australia's top media and entertainment personalities, he goes, well, geez, you must be a good judge of character, and that's actually up on their website as well, hittv.tv. So I think, yeah, you've got to be a good judge of character, and they want to see things from different aspects as well, not just give the nod, you know, give the vote to somebody because they're such and such media moguls. Grandson, you know what I mean? So
yes.
A whole range of people, if I can mention some names, we've got Phil Noyce, Glenn Wheatley, Martin Loyal, Jack Singleton, Simon Townsend, Rob Walker, Greg Fleet, Dave Mason, Rupert Reeder. It goes on and on. So you've got about a dozen judges all judging this talent as opposed to three. I mean, sure, three judges is better than none or it's better than one, but I think by having a range of judges, you're actually seeing from perspective, so everybody's got a fair chance.
Right. I want to get back to reality TV, but just before I do, though, for more information about HIT, there would be a website.
Yes, there certainly is. There's actually two. If they go hittv.tv, and the other one, of course, is mediaman.com.au, and there'll be a big logo and some press releases about Hit TV as well.
Which is
but
you.
It's proving to be anything but a secret, and many TV executives at the moment are pitching for the opportunity of actually hosting this fantastic program.
All right.
In the making. It's actually being seen on Cindy's Underground Rail Network. You know, where the train, so you go and catch your train, and they've got a few pilots running at the moment.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Just getting back to reality TV, there's a bit of a show-off in all of us when people are confronted with a camera, and they may not behave in a manner that is becoming, shall we say. And the question I want to ask you, though, is to do with our children watching this sort of stuff. Are they being overly exposed to the worst side of human nature through these shows?
Well, I think so, and I mean, obviously, one of the things we'll think about first is just like the sex factor, where you've even got, young people emulating some of this stuff you see on TV and dressing well beyond their age in years at the extreme. I think there was even a father slash agent which was representing his 14 or so year old daughter who was actually dressed up to look around 20. So it's sort of pretty scary stuff, don't you think?
It is scary stuff. It's something, it's fairly new. So it's going to be interesting to see how over the years this unfolds and where it leads us to.
Yeah, well, I think in the end, I mean, it gets down to parent control and whether you talk about, you know, a parent using whatever measures they need to or just watching TV with their the technology, pin numbers on STU units, but then again, youth are getting a lot smarter and they're actually knowing how to break through some of these computer codes to get into any TV channel they choose these days.
They know how to build the damn computer to start with.
They're teaching the parents, you're exactly right. Yeah.
But it boils down to the parents getting involved with the children, even if it comes to helping them put these TV shows together, getting involved with their kids to do such a thing. So,
yes, yeah. I think the relationship and the counselling, if you like, just talking most things through with your children as you do on everyday subjects, and we're bombarded by media all the time, and I think it's intelligent, you know, to fully investigate these things, not to ignore it, because as we know, the kids are going to find out this sort of stuff anyway.
It's true, as we did.
Yes.
Greg Tingle, lovely talking to you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's Greg Tingle. I gave him a tingle, and we had a talk about reality TV.
We have news you need.